Beginning with the end in mind, part 3. Time is a glass of milk. When Esther returned from the well with the buckets full of water, she was exhausted. "No wonder Mom is so tired," panted Esther. Papa caught sight of her and took the buckets over to Mom, who was wondering where they were. "Oh, what on earth are you doing with the buckets?" she asked.
"He was helping me, Mom," piped Esther.
"What a surprise! Thank you, honey." Her smile was well worth the effort Esther had just exerted. Papa called Esther to the barn.
"If we keep this a secret, and you prove yourself to be dependable and cheerful, Mom should begin to feel stronger and will recognize that your helpfulness is the reason. When that happens, I think she will agree to a dog."
He listed the chores Mom needed help with and then said, "How you manage your time and attitude will be your responsibility." As Esther listened, she realized that this was going to be a lot more difficult than she thought. But the dream of the puppies was still fresh in her memory, so she focused on what Papa had said. Laundry. Yuck. With only 2 sets of clothes each, daily washing was essential. One bucket was for washing, the other was for rinsing. Mom was already hard at work when Esther found her with sleeves rolled up, scrubbing away. Cheerful was not how she felt, but noticing Mom's scrawny arms caused Esther to force a smile. "Hi, Mom. I'll scrub those for you." She took over while her mother looked questioningly at her.
"Well, okay. Just remember to hang them on the line in the sun."
When Esther had finished, Papa asked her to take a wagon full of tools to Mr. Wyatt. He was to deliver them today, but had gotten behind on his own work. He knew Esther would be delighted to visit the pups again.
"Tell him about our bargain," he called, as she trotted off.
As she dragged the wagon behind her, she pondered Papa's words about managing her time. She had no idea how to do such a thing, since Mom had always managed her time for her. Mr. Wyatt welcomed her with a cold glass of milk and a fresh cooked egg from his chickens. What a treat for a hungry belly. As she ate, she informed him of the agreement she and Papa had made. Mr. Wyatt was delighted at the news. She couldn't stay long, but she hurried to the barn for a few minutes of puppy play. Mischief joined in, and soon the barn was transformed into a flurry of laughter and yips.
"Mr. Wyatt," Esther said as they closed the barn door, "I really want a puppy, but Papa wants me to figure out how to manage my time and do all my chores well. How do I do that?"
"Teach us to number our days carefully, so that we may develop wisdom in our hearts."
"What?" asked Esther.
"That's a prayer from Psalm 90, said Mr. Wyatt. "When you're young, time seems like the rising of the sun. It always greets you every morning. But you'll learn that time is not like the sun. It's more like that glass of milk you just drank. It was full a moment ago, but now it's gone. Time is like that milk. One day it, too, will be gone. Fill your days by making right choices, so that at the end of your time you will feel full and happy."
"So, to answer your question, ask God to show you how to best use your time each day. Then, watch your mom carefully. You will quickly find out what chores are the hardest for her. As you work alongside her, you will know how much time each chore takes, and you can create a plan."
It was past noon when Esther returned home, hot and tired. A nap sounded wonderful.
"Esther, can you fill these buckets again?" asked Mom. "I just need a short rest."
"So do I," Esther almost shouted.
"Dependable and cheerful," she remembered Papa saying.
"Okay, Mom."
She trudged off with an image of her puppy riding in the bucket.